In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm preaching on my husband, and I want to know where he is. I don't see him. Maybe he'll be here at 11.
One more chance.
One of the things I appreciate most about my accountant husband is that in spite of my many years of whining and lack of interest, he has persisted in helping me understand and be somewhat knowledgeable in financial matters. I now proudly announce that I happily, as a matter of routine, gather up the checkbook and the receipts, pay the bills, and reconcile my bank account. I am not a spender. I even like to see how much I can save. But in part, that's really because I like being prepared for what is to come tomorrow. For most of us, I imagine having money in the bank gives us a sense of security and stability in our lives. It also gives us a sense of power and freedom. If we have a certain amount of money, we not only can pay our bills, but we can put food on the table, and we can go to amazing places and do amazing things. Doors are opened for us and for our children that without the resources wouldn't be. And so we spend an awful lot of time trying to preserve our money and our resources. We worry about what will happen to us if we lose it. We hold tightly to it, afraid of letting go. Too often, however, our money can end up controlling us and taking away any real power or freedom we thought we had. The two widows we hear about in our scripture passages do not have any sense of security or freedom. In ancient Israel, a widow was at the very bottom of the food chain. Without the protection and care of her husband, she was completely vulnerable in society. And if a male relative did not take pity on her and receive her and her children into the household, she found herself in abject poverty, oftentimes begging in the streets, living homeless, and resorting to prostitution. But even in the midst of such desperate conditions, uncertain of what might happen to them tomorrow, uncertain whether they would eat again or find shelter again, the widow of Zarephath and the widow in the temple treasury are willing to give away the little resources they have acquired. A handful of meal to make bread, a little oil in a jug, and 2 coins. It is difficult for us who have savings accounts and portfolios and investments to fathom the costliness and sacrifice of such actions. In their courageous acts of faith, these women let go of even the smallest amount of security and put their whole trust in their God. The remarkable stories of these widows reminds me of my good friend, the Reverend Corky Carlyle's experience visiting an Anglican church while on a sabbatical in Africa. This parish was located in a tiny, poor village where the scarcity of water, food, education, and health care were commonplace for the members of this community. Corky accompanied the village's parish priest to a family's home for an evening dinner. The house was like all other houses in the village, a 3-room hut with dirt floors and walls. As they entered the home, Corky noticed that behind the hut was a small fenced-in area with 1 solitary chicken. When the meal was placed before them, it contained the diet staple of rice and bread and a beautifully cooked chicken which the hosts were obviously quite proud of. Corky assumed the chicken he saw in the yard was now before him on his plate. Later, as the two men were returning to the rectory, the priest told Corky that the chicken the parishioner served was the last chicken they would be eating for many, many months. They had no food to buy any such luxury again. Well, Corky got very upset at the African priest and asked him, "Why in the world would you allow this family to serve me the only chicken when they should have preserved it and saved it for a special occasion for their own family?" The priest turned to Corky and said, "Oh, sir, but it was the most special occasion. For to host you in their home was to host our Savior himself. They wanted to serve you the best that they had, not being concerned with what they might not have tomorrow." Corky says he has thought back on that evening many times throughout his ministry, a ministry which for decades was shaped by his experience in Africa. He remembered what a gracious family they were and what a delightful evening it had been. He had been invited to many finer homes, eaten on many finer tables, and had been served much more wonderful food. But he couldn't recall these occasions. This particular dinner party, he would never forget. Out of this family's scarcity, he had received an abundance of grace. The abundance of God's kingdom is not found by holding on tightly to what we already have or worrying about what we could lose tomorrow. It is not found in tallying up every dime and penny, every jug of oil or chicken to ensure us a sense of security and freedom. It is not found in clinging to the false idols of earthly riches and success. The abundance is found in our willingness to risk giving up all that we have in order to place our whole selves and our whole lives before God. True security and true freedom do not come from savings accounts, but from trusting all that we have and all that we are to God, who will be there for us tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that. My brothers and sisters, may we have the audacity to live our lives believing that it is not by our own riches, our own service, our own resources that we receive abundance, but by trusting in our God's most gracious goodness. Amen.